Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
We have entered the era of mob rule. Thank you for joining me today. Mike Adams here of Counterthink, broadcast by InfoWars.com and, of course, your local TV and radio stations. Thank you for joining me today. Of course, the topic today on this Sunday is the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation and the United States Circus Senate and the mob rule that has now overtaken the Senate. That's what we have to call it, because it has been a lunatic screaming mob now that took over the Senate on Friday and Thursday and practically the entire week, and has now pushed the Senate to delay the confirmation vote yet again. And that's all this is, folks, is a delay tactic to delay the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh for reasons that I'm going to go into here in a lot more detail. It is astonishing. We are on the verge of losing our constitutional republic. Trump, President Trump, was one of the great blessings. His presidential election was something that could help save America. And then him nominating Brett Kavanaugh and Kavanaugh himself being a patriot and being just eminently qualified to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court and also to help save this nation. Now, of course, both of those individuals, President Trump as well as Brett Kavanaugh, being viciously attacked and smeared by lies and a process that has no due process, and that essentially comes down to a screaming lunatic left-wing mob. And need I remind you that the whole point of a constitutional republic is so that the government protects the rights of the individual against the lunatic mob majority. Majorities don't rule in America. A majority can't take away your First Amendment right or your Second Amendment right. A majority of screaming lunatics is not supposed to be able to take over the Senate, but they did. And this is the problem. And this is why Republicans need to grow up and grow a backbone, grow a pair, you might say. Republicans need to find some kind of inner strength and realize that we are at war in America today. The Democrats are at war against America. And if the conservatives in the Senate and in the House, and frankly across the country, don't learn how to stand up and defend themselves and join the fight to defend America, then they are going to be overrun and overruled and outshouted like we saw happen this last Thursday and Friday in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee hearings. It was a circus, and there's so many crazy things that happened there, from this idea that you have to treat this accuser, what are we going to do, fluff her pillow for her? Should we ask her for a cup of tea? I mean, you need to cross-examine the accuser. She's got no evidence, no evidence whatsoever. She makes allegations that are destroying the life and the family of an upstanding man, Brett Kavanaugh. And she is asserting that he committed attempted murder. She said, at one point, I thought he might kill me. That is accusing a man of attempted murder and attempted rape without any evidence whatsoever. And isn't it amazing that every Democrat in the Senate automatically believes her? Automatically. Oh, she must be telling the truth. She's accusing a conservative. Well, what about the women who accuse Bill Clinton or Keith Ellison, for that matter? Well, those women should never be believed, according to the media. Those women should be attacked and smeared and slandered and defamed and silenced, because they're accusing honest, upstanding people like Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, he wouldn't ever do anything wrong, right? But Brett Kavanaugh, oh yeah, he's a meanie. Sure. He looks like a gang rapist, doesn't he? Yeah. Brett Kavanaugh, one of the most nerdy court judge people you'd ever meet. He's a big grown up nerd, harmless. Except he's got this intellectual system. He's got an amazing mind for the law. And that is what the left fears. And that is why they have to oppose him. And that is why they have to smear him. And that is why they have to assume that this accuser is right even when she's wrong. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Counterthink with much more straight ahead.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us, and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and the globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, welcome back to Counterthink. You might wonder, where are we going now in this country now that the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh has been delayed? Going to give you a quick discussion of the facts of what's where we are with this timeline, because frankly, it's a little bit confusing to all of us who are covering this. There are contradictory messages out there. So just to back up, the Senate Judiciary Committee, which was 21 people, 21 senators, they voted just barely 11 to 10 to approve Brett Kavanaugh at the committee level to move his confirmation to an open floor Senate vote, which has not yet taken place. Now, what's interesting about this is Senator Grassley ran the Judiciary Committee. And right before the final vote took place, Senator Jeff Flake, of course, flaked out on us, right? And he said that, well, he wants a one-week FBI investigation, or he's not going to vote for Brett Kavanaugh in the open floor vote when it comes to floor at the Senate at large. Now, Jeff Flake, if you think about it, this guy he's an anti-Trumper, right? He hates Trump. And apparently he was talked into demanding this one-week delay. It's a poison pill tactic. And this was done on purpose. But here's the thing, a couple of interesting points. Number one, Senator Grassley did not accept Senator Jeff Flake's proposal before calling for a vote. So the judiciary vote took place, but Grassley did not say, okay, we're going to have an FBI investigation for 1 week before we have an open vote on the Senate floor. And in fact, it turns out that Senator Grassley does not control the voting schedule on the Senate at large. That is controlled by Mitch McConnell. And then Mitch McConnell, shortly after all this circus played out, Mitch McConnell put out a message that said, hey, we're all proceeding with the vote. All 51 Republicans in the Senate are agreed that we're going to proceed with the confirmation vote in the Senate. Now, he did not say when, but perhaps he means Monday or Tuesday. He did not say, we're going to wait 1 week for the FBI. And he didn't say that we're going to honor Senator Jeff Flake's proposal, which was never accepted by Grassley, by the way. So who knows where this is going? I think that there's a decent chance that McConnell is going to proceed with the vote earlier than when the FBI investigation is over and done with. In other words, McConnell could just call for the vote Monday or Tuesday. Now, you might not get Jeff Flake's vote, because Jeff Flake said, I want to see the FBI investigation for a week before I vote for it. Well, so maybe Mitch McConnell says, so what? We're not going to wait a week, because we know what happens when you wait. I'll talk about that here in a second. So you might lose Jeff Flake's vote. But you have other potential votes, even some Democrats that might move over and vote for Kavanaugh. Some have said that they would. So you may not need Jeff Flake's vote, especially when you have Mike Pence, the vice president, as the tiebreaker vote. So it is entirely possible that Mitch McConnell could schedule this vote early in the week. I'm not saying that I know that that's going to happen. I don't know that. But the timelines here are conflicting, and all Republicans know that the longer you wait, the more time you give Democrats to come up with fabricated accusations, false witnesses, deep state operatives, you know, hoaxes that they can run on Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, if anybody's being gang raped here, it's Brett Kavanaugh, by the way. They call him a gang rapist, but there's a rape train being run on that guy right now by the Democrats. It's unreal, and it's unconscionable, and we cannot stand by and let this happen, by the way. That's why you should call tomorrow, on Monday, you should call your senators in the Capitol, and you should demand that they vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh. There's also a website out there called confirmkavanaugh.com. So check that out. It's got some good supporting videos and information. Confirmkavanaugh.com. So the game here. Oh, one more thing. President Trump did order an FBI investigation. However, President Trump does not control the Senate voting schedule either. President Trump did not order the Senate to delay the vote, nor could he do such a thing. He simply ordered the FBI to do an investigation for 1 week, no longer than 1 week. So it is entirely possible that the Senate, under Mitch McConnell, could vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh on, let's say, Tuesday or Wednesday, even before the President Trump-ordered FBI investigation is completed at the end of the week. So don't think that the Senate vote is contingent upon the FBI investigation. It may not be that at all. We don't know yet. I think a lot happens. I mean, a lot depends on what plays out over the next few days. But what we do know is that the longer this is drawn out, the more days the left has to before a final vote on the Senate floor, the more women they will pay off or bribe or threaten or brainwash or drag out of a gutter to accuse Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, by the end of this week, if we don't have the vote by the end of the week, believe me, it's going to be a Brett Kavanaugh raped Bigfoot on Mars. And he raped Bigfoot's family. He ran a rape train on a whole bunch of Bigfoots. And it's going to be the most insane stuff you've ever heard. Cause they will now, the Democrats will come up with anything imaginable to try to stop Brett Kavanaugh for reasons that I'm going to discuss here in the second part of the show, really. They will take any witness. They will take any fabrication. And if they have to, I want to remind you, they will fabricate fake documents. They will fabricate fake documents. I happen to believe that the Christine Blasey Ford letter that was released by Senator Feinstein is already a fake, meaning that it wasn't written by Dr. Christine Ford, who has a PhD and is a science writer, and yet that letter is peppered with 14 errors, including very simple capitalization errors that maybe a high school freshman might make in an English composition class, but not a PhD science writer who was educated in a major university. So it's clear to me that she didn't write that letter anyway, which shows me that Senator Feinstein's office is already fabricating fake documents in order to push this massive hoax to stop President Trump. To stop Brett Kavanaugh, and by proxy, stop President Trump. This is all about stopping Trump's agenda. And Brett Kavanaugh, look, the Democrats think that Trump shouldn't have won the election, so they think that everything Trump does has to be rolled back or nullified, including the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. So I have no doubt that they will fabricate fake documents on this. And need I go back to all the controversy surrounding Barack Obama's birth certificate, which was released by the White House with multiple layers of Photoshop, little snippets, little graphics, like 17 layers or something. They forgot to collapse it into one layer before they released it and they got caught. We know that they've faked documents in the past and that they're going to fake documents yet again, especially if it means stopping Brett Kavanaugh. Now, they may be relying on Kavanaugh not being someone who has ever been subjected to this level of scrutiny. I mean, think about it. People like Alex Jones are used to being attacked. And I have really thick skin, too, because of that. I'm used to being attacked and smeared and slandered and censored and everything else. But Brett Kavanaugh, he's been a federal judge. He worked in the White House. You know, he was like class president. He was like Mr. Amazing for his whole life. He never got attacked and smeared and lied about like this. So he wasn't prepared. And you could tell in his testimony that it was like a psychological bomb that went off in his head. I'm sad to say, but I'm happy that he endured it and he went through it and he found some inner strength to get through that. And he's going to be one heck of a Supreme Court justice if he gets in there, because now he knows what the left is capable of. But the left is counting on him bailing before he gets confirmed. They want to bring so much pressure and such intensity of attacks that they want to destroy his family. They want to destroy his mind. They want to destroy his career, his history, his future, everything. They want to obliterate this man, and they think that if they just bring enough pressure to him, that maybe he'll bail out, and then if he withdraws, you know, then we're all in a world of hurt because now we have to start the process over again with somebody else. And during that time, the Democrats are going to be trying to take back the Senate, right? And the House. But they might take the Senate. Who knows? So this is what's at stake. And this is why we have to be vigilant and informed, and we have to support the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. We'll be right back with more.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
1 of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals and the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
And welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams. A quick reminder, you can find this episode and others at counterthink.com, in addition to airing every Sunday, at 6 p.m. Central on InfoWars.com. And be sure to check out our YouTube alternative video website called Real.Video. And there on Real.Video, we've got thousands of channels. People are posting breaking news every day. It's great to check Real.Video every morning and throughout the day for other breaking news. I post there. You know, again, Alex Jones videos are there. John Bowne videos are there. Much, much more all throughout the day. It's really an amazing online destination. So now in this segment, I want to talk about why the Dems are so desperate to stop Brett Kavanaugh, because you're being lied to by the left-wing media, as usual. But this is a very insidious lie. They're telling you that this is about policy, that they want to stop Brett Kavanaugh because he might overturn Roe versus Wade, or he might, you know, support the Second Amendment, or I guess women on the left are out there saying that Brett Kavanaugh would, I mean, they're insane. They're saying that, oh yeah, he's going to like put women in cages and rape them all or something. The fears are utterly insane. Brett Kavanaugh, of course, would do none of those things. But what Brett Kavanaugh would do is back up or support the emergency powers of President Trump. Now, this is key to understand. And this has been controversial, so I'm going to walk you through this just one step at a time here. You see, President Trump, in my analysis, has been waiting to take decisive action against the deep state. And by deep state, I mean currently active people inside the DOJ and the FBI and State Department, other sectors of government, who are known to be seditious traitors and who are known to be acting against the interests of the United States of America and against this president in particular. And President Trump is ready to call for their arrest, in my view. In fact, he put in place executive orders in 2017 and this year in 2018 in order to support the declaration of a national emergency. In fact, in December of 2017, he declared a national emergency and specifically mentioned corruption as one of the issues, government corruption and the misappropriation of government resources or selling off U.S. national resources to foreign enemies and things like that. And I've covered that in other videos. But that's from, I think that's December 20th, maybe 2017, or December 21st. That executive order sets up the justification for the mass arrests of deep state traitors inside the government. But when that happens, if Trump invokes that, then he will need the support of the Supreme Court, because there will be emergency appeals to the Supreme Court to challenge the president's decision. Specifically, the Ninth Circuit Court will challenge the president on this. Now, remember, you have a separation of powers in normal times. You've got the judicial, the court system. You've got the executive, which is the president. And you've got the legislative branch of government, which is Congress. And these three pillars of society are all supposed to have, you know, equal power and balance each other out. So the courts so far have been able to overrule the president on issues such as the so-called Muslim travel ban, which was not a Muslim travel ban, but that's what it's called by the media. It was a national security travel ban, but it was overridden by a single court judge who simply issued an order out of Hawaii that overrode the president. But it only overrode the president because the president accepted that. He didn't challenge it. Well, when the day comes that it's time to arrest the deep state traitors and Trump issues the order, which again, I believe is happening or is going to happen, it will be challenged by judges at the district level or other levels, the federal, you know, federal judges. It could be anywhere across the country. The left has federal judges in their pocket. They will get somebody to challenge this. When that happens, I believe that the president will say, no, I do not accept your decision. Let's defer it to the Supreme Court. When it goes to the Supreme Court, the president needs Neil Gorsuch, who's already there, and he needs Brett Kavanaugh. And he needs the other conservative judges as well, so that President Trump can get a Supreme Court okay or a Supreme Court confirmation of his executive actions to arrest deep state traitors who are currently operating inside the United States government and carrying out acts of treason and acts of sabotage against the United States of America. There are actual communists. John Brennan was a communist. James Comey admits that he was a communist in his younger years as well. These people have been working to overthrow the United States from within. And if you've been listening to my work or listening to Alex Jones for any period of time, you know that to be the case. I mean, I'm not going to lay out all the details and evidence here, but you can, you know, go to real.video, watch the videos, you can see for yourself. There is a communist takeover attempt that has been going on in this country, frankly, since the Joseph McCarthy era, and Joseph McCarthy wasn't wrong. He was on to something. And of course, the left shut that down so that they could continue the communist insurgency into America. Excuse me. This has been going on for quite some time. So it's time to stop this. And President Trump has the executive power to do that. But he has to invoke it, and he has to get backed up by the Supreme Court, which means that he has to have a clear majority at the U.S. Supreme Court, which means that he's got to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed by the Senate. And so the opposition against Brett Kavanaugh is not about Roe versus Wade. It's about the deep state operatives who know they're going to prison, working to protect themselves by any means necessary. They must block this nomination by any means necessary. And this is why they're willing to come up with fake accusations, false witness. This is why they are lying and fabricating all of this, you know, fake evidence against Brett Kavanaugh, because they know what Trump is planning to do. It's not a secret inside Washington. It's just not talked about in the normal media circles, but you're hearing about it here. Now, another thing to keep in mind is if Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed, well, let me just wrap up that previous thought first, and I'll get to this. But if Kavanaugh does get confirmed and Trump issues these arrests of the deep state traitors, you're going to see, I mean, it's going to be a great day for America, frankly, but it's also going to be chaotic. So let me talk about that for a second. If Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed, the left is already talking about mass violence nationwide. I've already seen the tweets. They're out there saying that they want to just burn down cities. They want to firebomb government buildings. They want to carry out door-to-door executions of conservatives. They're talking about mass murder, bloodshed, everything across America right now if Kavanaugh gets confirmed. This is why we have to confirm Kavanaugh, because the left is so insane that they would now threaten terrorism to try to block a Supreme Court nomination. That's how dangerous the left has become, and that proves to us why we must stop the left and why we must confirm conservative, pro-America, pro-Constitution judges to the United States Supreme Court. But when we do, there will be an outbreak of violence and terrorism by the radical left, likes of which we have never seen in our lifetimes, for sure, and possibly in the history of our country. Cities will burn. Cities will burn. And when we come back after this break, I'm going to explain why, when the cities start burning, you will beg the president to declare martial law. We'll talk about that when we come back on Counterthink. Stay with me.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500. Would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assault on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
All right, we're back on Counterthink. Before the break, I know I said something provocative. I'm going to back it up. I said that when the cities start to burn across America, you will beg for the president to declare martial law. And that is accurate, and I'll explain why. First of all, back up. The scenario we're talking about here is Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed to the U.S. Supreme Court, which is not 100% given, by the way. He might be blocked or killed or who knows what. I mean, they'll try to murder him, you know, or they'll try to pressure him to surrender and just go home and kill himself or something. Or they'll set up a false suicide, a murder that looks like a suicide. I mean, they'll try anything at this point, is my point, because the left is they're malicious, they're criminal minded, they are anti-America, they're lawless, they have no ethics whatsoever. They will try to win by any means necessary, and right now they are fighting for their survival, because the entire deep state apparatus is about to be exposed by President Trump. And I neglected to mention it's the FISA warrant memos, the documentation about the FISA warrant, the 302s from the FBI, the texts of Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and others that Trump has ordered to be declassified. And of course, he's been getting pushback from the FBI and the DOJ. They don't want Trump to release these documents for the sole reason that if these documents were to be publicly known, the American people would call for the mass arrests of all of these deep state traitors who are named in the documents and uncovered in the documents, exposed for their crimes against America and their fraud on the FISA warrant. And it goes all the way to the top. It goes all the way to Barack Obama. And Obama needs to be arrested. Obama is a criminal traitor against this country, and he ran this thing. He ran these frauds against the Trump campaign officials, thinking that he wouldn't get caught because Hillary Clinton would win the election, and then Hillary would of course, sweep it all under the rug. Well, it didn't happen. And this is why they went ballistic, trying to stop Trump's Electoral College vote and trying to stop his confirmation swearing in. This is why they've tried to stop Trump at every turn, because if they allow him to exercise the executive powers that rests in the office of the presidency, then eventually he will uncover the deep state criminals. And that is what is on the verge of happening. And this is why Brett Kavanaugh has to be stopped by any means necessary. Because, again, this document release could go to the Supreme Court. Many of these emergency powers invoked by President Trump could end up in emergency sessions before the U.S. Supreme Court. In the same way that the election, what year was it, the 2000 election, was it, or 2004, with Al Gore and the hanging chads and the vote count in Florida, that went before the Supreme Court because it was an emergency decision that had to be made. And, you know, they came down in that decision against Al Gore, thank God. But that was based on the composition of the court at the time. And so the composition of the Supreme Court really affects big, big decisions that alter the course of our country. This is why Brett Kavanaugh's got to get confirmed and get on the court. Now, getting back to the martial law issue and the national chaos that the left is planning. If Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed, they will unleash nationwide chaos. But that, I believe, will only be a small taste of what is yet to come. If the Democrats do not take the House in the midterm elections, then we're going to see a real outbreak of civil war type of activity by leftists. And here's why. As the left has lost political power, they lost the White House, they don't control the Senate, they don't control the House, and they've lost control over the Supreme Court now, they're becoming more radicalized and more violent, more militant. The left is moving radically to the Marxist left. You know, mainstream leftism now is some pretty radical anti-American stuff. They're communists. Sometimes they call themselves Democratic Socialists of America, DSA. But they're all Marxists or communists, and they all hate America. And they want to see America overrun. And they're very open about this now. This is no longer just some theory. They talk about it. They want to overthrow the president. They want to open the borders and have illegals sweep into the country and take over the citizenry and vote in all the elections and vote out the evil white people that they say are still running America. You see, it's a racist thing, too. They hate white people, and they hate men, and they especially hate white men, you know, right? I mean, talk about racism, but this is what the left wants. Well, as they've lost power, they've become more radicalized. If they continue to lose power, i.e., if Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed, and if they lose the election, the midterm elections, and don't take the House, then the Democrats are going to see themselves as even more marginalized, which means they're going to become more radicalized. And we have now seen, and I've documented this on Natural News and other websites, we have now seen, and PJ Media covered this as well, radical leftists openly discussing kill teams and how they plan to kill conservatives. And they're talking about this on Twitter. And of course, they don't get banned by Twitter because Twitter only bans conservatives. So they're talking about kill teams, and they're talking about using short-barreled rifles like AR, SBRs, and AKs, and other weaponry, and how they can hide it under the coats, and they can blend into the crowd. And then spontaneously, when there's a, quote, big kill target, like a senator, such as Senator Ted Cruz, then these kill teams can pop out of the crowd and then go assassinate a senator and then blend right back into the crowd. They're openly talking about this now. And in fact, they're talking about how there might be four or five different kill teams blending into the crowd where they could have like 20 people, a squad size strength plus come out of the crowd and attack an intended target. At the same time this is happening, and pay attention here, At the same time this is happening, they are doxing United States senators. And the doxing that happened during the Judiciary Committee hearing on Friday or Thursday took place from a computer in the House of Representatives. Obviously, a Democrat was doing this. They released the home addresses and the private cell phone numbers of top judiciary conservative senators whose addresses are now being distributed to who? Kill teams. They're being distributed to kill teams. And the kill teams are being given instructions of an activation day, as it's being called. The activation day is the day that they're all told to activate like terror cells all across America and to go kill the intended targets whose home addresses have been found by these deep state plants who are working inside the FBI and the DOJ. As Project Veritas discovered, these people are using government computers to stalk people, run their license plates, and get their home addresses. And then they're sending these home addresses to their kill teams. And then the kill teams are given instructions like, you go kill Sean Hannity, for example, because they're going to target conservative radio hosts. Or you go kill Rush Limbaugh. You go kill Alex Jones. You try to kill a senator. You try to kill, you know, maybe the president. You know they're going to try to kill the president, although that's going to be very difficult for them. But they can quite effectively kill many other people. Because most people, including senators, they just walk around Washington, D.C. without any bodyguards. I mean, they walked right up to Ted Cruz in that restaurant in D.C., and they got in his face, and they verbally assaulted him. They got right next to him. I don't know about you, but in all of my combat training and martial arts training, I don't let people in my space like that. That's an assault on my space to get your face up in my face. I mean, I can't, I'm glad Ted Cruz didn't, you know, punch them out, but he should have. Someone gets in your face like that, being that close to you, aggressively, that means they can stab you. And I think it's only a matter of time before they start trying to stab U.S. senators, because that's the next level of escalation of the deranged lunatic left. And so part of this show is actually a warning. I want Senator Ted Cruz to be safe. I'm a Texan. We need Ted Cruz in Texas. I'm voting for him in Texas. You know, we can't have open borders, and we need to protect our Second Amendment. So I'm voting for Ted Cruz. And I'm glad my vote counts. I'm glad I'm a Texan. We need Ted Cruz. I want him to be safe, but I'm concerned about his safety and the safety of people like Charles Grassley, for example, who could just be approached and stabbed by these radical leftists. It's getting bad, folks. I'll wrap this up on the other side. Stay with me. This is Counterthink with Mike Adams. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
So really where this is going, if you put all the pieces of the puzzle together, if you really think about this, we are headed, well, I'll say it this way. The more the left loses political power, the more they will escalate the civil war violence against intended targets, running kill teams, domestic terrorism. And make no mistake, the tech giants are complicit with them. Google, Facebook, and Twitter protect and allow these radical left-wing terrorists to operate on their platforms. At the same time, the tech giants are banning conservative channels and conservative speakers. So the tech companies like Google are complicit in domestic terrorism. And in my view, Google is an enemy combatant of the United States of America, and Google must be completely defeated and dismantled. Otherwise, we're going to lose our country, through antitrust action or regulatory action or something of the kind carried out by the federal government. Let's see what happens. But there are actions coming against Google, by the way, that have already been prepared by the president. It's just we've been distracted by this Brett Kavanaugh situation and many other things. But the tech giants are enemy combatants. They are deliberately working against America, and they're deliberately protecting the online platforms of domestic terrorists who are planning to carry out mass murders and bloodshed, bombings, and executions, and they're using those online platforms to carry out that planning. So just think about where this is going. It's incredible. At the same time, the left-wing media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they're also complicit with these left-wing terrorists in the sense that they're hyping up the mass hysteria by publishing fake news. They're putting out fake news with fake sources, always attacking Brett Kavanaugh or attacking President Trump, or propping up accusers like Christine Ford, who has, frankly, zero corroborating evidence. It just is not a credible witness in terms of any. She's got no evidence. She's just got an accusation. and she's a Democrat. So, and the timing is suspicious and all that, but the media props her up as if she's a, quote, survivor. Survivor? What did she survive? We don't even know that that ever happened. You know, it's the throwing these terms around as if it's a proven thing is not even close to proven. You couldn't, even the police wouldn't investigate this. There's not even enough evidence to launch any kind of investigation. And if the FBI conducts an investigation, they're going to say, well, all we can do is just ask people the same questions that the Senate already asked them and then write up our FBI notes. Here's the FBI notes. Same questions, the same answers that you guys got at the Senate, by the way. So there's nothing magic about the FBI. They don't have a time machine. The FBI can't go back to 1982 and hang out at high school parties, because if they could, none of them would ever come back, frankly. They'd love that. I mean, James Comey'd be all over 1982. when he was a communist, you know, he'd be all over that, but they don't have a time machine. They can't go back and do that. There's no magic in the FBI's investigations, and I'm not even sure I trust the FBI to carry out an honest, impartial investigation at this point. Nevertheless, the mass violence that the left is planning on carrying out and openly talking about will lead to the American people demanding essentially martial law. That's what I've been talking about when I mention the phrase martial law. It's not about Trump seizing power with tanks in the streets. It's about us, the people of America, demanding a police presence on a temporary basis to stop the burning of our cities by radical leftists who are totally out of control, running through the streets, carrying out mass executions and firebombings and acts of terrorism and trying to target, you know, U.S. senators with kill teams and things like that. We're going to have to stop those individuals, those terrorists. And one way to do that is to demand, you know, some kind of a temporary lockdown situation. So that's what I'm referring to. When I say martial law, I mean in response to a massive outbreak of violence by the radical left and their domestic terrorism terror cells that will be activated one day all across America. And when that day comes, I hope you're ready too. I mean, seriously, this is really the final chapter here of America is at a precipice, right? And it can go in one of two ways. There's a big fork in the road. America is either going to defeat the deep state and defend our national sovereignty, defend our borders, defend the United States Senate, defend due process, defend the power of the presidency, defend the elections, and so on, or we're going to lose this country, and it's going to become a lawless liberal mob overrun by screaming, radical, mentally ill leftists, slash communists and fascists and Marxists, and they're going to overrun the president. They're going to carry out mass murders. They're going to pull off the Weather Underground plan. They're going to exterminate 25 million Americans who they figure they can't put through the re-education camps. You know, they're going to try to carry out mass murders all across America, starting with their political enemies. And this day is coming. So there are those two paths. You know, I should say one of those two paths is going to happen. There's no longer some future where everything's calm, everything's cool. Yeah, you can just go back to life as normal. Don't worry about what's happening in Washington, you know. Just have your cup of coffee and relax, buddy. No, it's not going to be like that. No matter what happens, there will be strife, there will be chaos, there will be disruptions, there will be violence. The only question, I believe, is, are you on the side of America, or are you on the side of the enemies of America? If you're on the side of America, then you're on the side of law enforcement. You support police. You support civil society. If you're on the side of America, you support honoring the outcome of these elections. The president won fair and square. The voters selected President Trump. He should have the power to be a president and for his orders to be carried out legally and lawfully. And if he has to declare a national emergency, then those orders should be followed as well. But if you're an enemy of America, then you believe that if enough screaming liberals want to overthrow the presidency, that then we must give them the power to do so. You must believe that screaming, lunatic, deranged protesters should take over the Senate and throw all the rules out the window because they're mad. They're angry, so we should listen to them. If you're an enemy of America, then you think that a female accuser should override the rule of law, and every man who is accused by a woman is automatically and instantly guilty and should have their lives utterly destroyed. Don't even need a trial. Don't even need to cross-examine the accuser. Hey, a woman said that man raped me 50 years ago. Cart him off to jail, even if he's about to become a Supreme Court justice. If you're an enemy of America, then you believe in total chaos and lawlessness, the complete abandonment of ethics, and the total enslavement of the American people under an authoritarian regime. And if you're an enemy of America, you're going to try to push that. You believe in violence to solve problems, and you have no ethics, and you have no rules, and you don't believe in God. You hate Christians. You hate white people. You're a racist bigot yourself. And there's a lot of people out there like that. But I say, those of us who are Americans, those of us who love our country, those of us who are ethical, honest, upstanding citizens, we must demand and assert the defense of our country, the defense of our president, the defense of the rule of law, the defense of judicial review process in the U.S. Senate. We must assert our right to exist as Americans and to defend our country against these traitors and these enemies of the state who have names like Washington Post, by the way, and they have names like James Comey, and they are enemies of America, and they're trying to bring the country down. And they have names like Senator Dianne Feinstein, by the way, as well, whose office fronted a Chinese communist spy for 20 years. Just think about that. Senator Feinstein has been collaborating with a Chinese spy for 20 years, run right out of her office. Unreal. And yet there's no investigation into that. But they tear apart Brett Kavanaugh's life when he did nothing. Meanwhile, Feinstein gets away with maybe complicity in mass murder. No investigation into her office. This is not the America that I know. We must work together to take it back. So I urge you, share this show. Keep watching. There are more episodes at counterthink.com. Watch the videos at real.video. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check infowars.com every day for breaking news headlines. We the people have to, we must take a stand and defend our nation against those who are attempting to destroy it and bring it down. And that's what I'm all about right here at Counterthink. I thank you for your support. I thank you for listening. I thank you for being an American. I thank you in advance for what's about to come, because I think you're going to be called upon to help defend this nation against those who seek to destroy it. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for watching.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email. So there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.